Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's Friday. It's sunny outside. Get outside, get your vitamin D. On the Johnny Mosley podcast yesterday, we were talking about vitamin D. How it's crucial. You need it.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was talking about.
Did you do the show from outside while soaking a little sun, or what?
Yeah, it was pouring out.
Oh,
What was it, Brittany? Read something where they say that the risk of melanoma is less than the risk of not having enough vitamin D. That they're saying
exactly.
You should make sure that your skin gets sort of unsunblocked exposure from time to time.
I've been doing that while we have been in the stay-at-home order daily.
Yeah.
Whenever I can, I go outside in my backyard and pull my shirt off and just get some sun. I'm not
just for a minute or two.
I'm
you
not
don't
tanning
need...
per se, but I'm right. absolutely making myself stay out for at least. And in some cases, I am tanning. I just lay down. But I want like 20 minutes of sunshine.
Yep. And your body really does need it. The only way you can get vitamin D is, which apparently is like crucial for your immune system. I can't remember all that. He had a whole long list of things that it's important for. But, you can't, like vitamin D milk, it just goes right through you. Like you can't absorb it. It has to come to you from the sun. It's
right.
It's literally sunshine. We need that as human beings. How did we get here? Because of the sun.
The sun is out. Right.
The sun is out. All right. Woo.
And the Johnny Mosley pod, you guys talked about that extensively,
yes.
It sounds like.
Thank you. We walked it back. That one airs on Monday. The Celebrity Trash. We're going to start with the new music. It's brought to you by Move California Forward. Everyday Californians are showing the ways they're moving forward as we're on the road back, hopefully, from this whole COVID-19 crisis. You can share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media. Use the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward. For more information, go to radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward, where the whole intercom is getting behind that. We'd love it if you joined us. Okay, so today, there's a few things, some interesting stuff. We're going to start with an EP from 20-year-old Noah Cyrus. This is Miley's sister. It includes a track called I Got So High I Saw Jesus. And I thought, well, I might need to hear that one.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. The End of Everything is the name of this EP. This is Miley's little sister, Noah.
I got so high, I saw Jesus.
All right.
I got so high that I saw Jesus. He said it's all gonna be okay.
Oh, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just need me in your heart. Tennessee whiskey and love. I got so high that I saw Jesus.
I guess that's one way to see him. You know, for a lot of people, you know, they see him on Toast. You ever see that? Or in like a rain, like a leaky roof stain.
Uh-huh. I think the famous one was like French Toast, right? It ended up being the cinnamon placement.
Yeah, something like that, right? Like it's just Jesus. But getting high can get you there. The Jesus
dog?
I don't remember Jesus dog.
No, there was a dog. And Hooman was so offended because it was actually very close to the image. It was on the behind of the dog.
Oh.
He had a butt-shaped Jesus?
It was
a Jesus-shaped butt?
So perfect. I'll find it for you. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, I'd love to see Jesus dog butt.
It was on our show.
Imagery.
We had so much fun.
Listen, Hooman has been offended by us, by this show so many times and the Jesus thing. Mostly me. It's all me. I'll take credit for it. I don't know how we're still friends. He actually said on a podcast that we did together.
All
not
right,
a podcast. What was it? Oh, you found
it
the
was,
dog
yeah,
butt
a,
Jesus?
Give me
Let's
a second.
Have a look at this.
Turn this thing around real quick. All right.
I want to see this.
I got to turn.
He said the one thing that will keep us apart forever. It's not my husband. It's not, you know.
All right, you
oh
see that?
Boy, it's you, so it's Jesus. It's
oh my God, it's a full body.
Right. It has a corona around. That is unbelievable. Oh my God, how did I forget it? Okay, that proves Jesus is real. I take it all back. Can you please put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Like, people need to see.
Hold on, here it is.
That
another angle of it.
Oh my
oh,
God!
Oh wow, that it's unbelievable. I mean, he has stigmata and everything. This is incredible.
And we're looking right. I mean, the face is the dot.
Don't, yeah, it's because I was thinking that the whole image was the just in the dot, but no, it's the swirls of hair on the. It's unbelievable, you guys. Put that up immediately. I didn't even have to be high. I looked at my dog's butt and saw Jesus. That is, I cannot believe I just said that. And Hooman is super offended. Can't believe we're still friends. He's like, Jesus is the thing that's keeping us apart, Vin. Nothing else.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean as lovers,
amazing?
It sounds like?
As, you saying? As, yes, as lovers.
As
you know,
lovers.
As,
well,
as to
right.
be married. He said, the thing that keeps us apart is Jesus. I'm like.
He does live in his own world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a unique world.
Yeah.
I'm endlessly fascinated. Okay, I got so high I saw Jesus from Noah Cyrus off her EP, The End of Everything. Anything else worth listening to on that? Because that's
yeah, this
the song.
Next, this next one's called Liar.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what's so dishonest. But honestly, the dishonesty was killing me. You ask a question and I lied. I think about it all the time. I was
anybody else getting like a getting a little Billie Eilish vibe from these?
Or who's the other one?
No, it's not electronic, but sounding. But it's that.
No, I'm thinking of the other lady that she's got a lot of buzz. What is her name? And I don't listen to any of her music, but people love her.
Is it the chick from Paramore?
No.
When
you say
clue.
It, she's a single artist. She's got a
Halsey?
Filthy mouth. She does slow songs. They're mostly boring.
Oh, Lana Del Rey.
That girl.
Yeah,
nice,
a little bit
Sarah,
of that. Filthy songs and filthy ballads. I love a little Lana Del Rey. Yeah, all right. Did you pull three off? What did you get
off
this? I
did, yeah.
Right.
This next one's a little more upbeat, I think.
So you should smile more. Darling, show your eyes more. Aren't you satisfied?
I like this.
I'm tired of trying to
I like it too.
It's melodic. It's using real instruments. I mean, that's a, you know, I don't know who's playing them, but that's, you know, it's, I like it.
We are.
Well, she's from.
No, I mean, you know, who's playing the. Who's
oh,
playing
the instruments,
yeah,
right.
Instruments.
Family full of musicians, so I'm sure they
yeah.
have some talent there.
Oh, it's really, it's nice. I, and you know me, I love a good harmony, so. Pretty.
Don't wanna be young inside another day longer.
This is the upbeat one, huh?
Don't wanna feel no.
Well, I mean, the other ones were a little more Lana Del Rey-ish,
yeah.
right?
All right, this next band has been around since 1967. And I'm going to tell you, I've never heard of them. But as I was reading about them, it's because I was like, well, no. I started reading about them. They're called Sparks. Are you familiar? They, as I'm reading like through their wiki and some stuff, like all these major artists are like, oh yes, Sparks. They're
the band.
Totally. The
band
is called just Sparks. Well, I don't know. The Sparks? I don't know.
Well, if it's the band that I know of that's the Sparks, then yes, I've told you about them many, many times before. They have songs like My Mustache.
No.
I Predict.
No.
No?
Are they also in their 70s?
They're old guys.
So
they would be. They
could
were
be
new,
the band they, from 1960. They were formed in L.A. in 1967. So they were there, like, you know, for the Doors and like the heyday of that era.
And, we may be
and
talking
these,
about two different things.
They're brothers, two brothers. Ron and Russell Mayall. They grew up in Pacific Palisades. I although I want to say like they were born in England or something. Either way, they've been putting out records for 50 plus years, and they've just put out a new record, these dudes. So we're gonna hear it. It's called A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip. They call them an experimental rock band.
We might be talking about the same thing.
It might be. Yeah, I don't know a lot about, I mean, I don't know anything about this band except what I read this morning. Let me see if I can find.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the same band.
Okay, what are the names
Sparks
of the songs?
Sparks is amazing.
Sparks.
I love them. So play I Predict or play, wait a minute. Let me make sure that this is the same thing.
So yeah, play some older ones that we might have heard. Vinny, recommend what you think.
I Predict is You're Gonna Take a Walk in the Rain and You're Gonna Get Wet Now. I Predict.
I have heard that song. You
of course you have. These
you
guys
have
are new wave music from the 80s. Absolutely huge.
But also from the 60s. I know the song. Yeah. All right. Here's a band that's been around for over 50 years, which puts them at least around 70. I don't know how old they were when they formed all this stuff. It's two brothers, and here we go. A new record called A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip. Tell me what you got.
I Am Toast.
I Am Toast. They've got that 80s sound.
Yeah.
Wow, this is awesome. All right, give me another one. I love old people making music. It gives me hope for the future.
Here's Self-Effacing. Compliments come, but my rule of thumb is under duress.
Say all my success is all due to them, on them I depend. And you know what's crazy? It turns out I own every single one of their albums. Like this weekend, I think I'll be listening to all my records from Sparks.
So I'm going to tell you, as I have switched over to Apple Music,
yes,
by your repeated suggestions, this is one of those bands that I loved as a kid that I wouldn't buy their records. I just wouldn't. I like them. I want to hear them, but I'm not paying for that. Now, I get to listen to Sparks.
Whenever you want to.
Right.
Actually, this is probably pretty beneficial for sort of side fringe bands. Like, you know, the bands you wouldn't necessarily run out and buy the records for.
I'm telling
still
you,
getting
it's,
some streaming
it's a big
money.
Difference. So, yes, I'm going to make sure these guys are in my collection this afternoon.
All right, next up is Perfume Genius. It is their fifth album. I think it's actually mostly this one dude, Mike Hadrius, Perfume Genius. He's an American dude. I wanted to mention that he has Crohn's disease. He's sung about that in some ways. He's only like 20. Let's see. I guess he's almost 40, actually, born in 81. And he's put out a few records here. So we're going to take a listen to him. The record is called Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. And it's his fifth album.
Okay.
Here's Whole Life.
Half of my whole life is gone.
Oh,
my God. It's depressing. Okay, I've heard enough of this one.
Yeah.
Is there a chorus? Does it kick in somewhere?
It kind of does. Let me jump ahead a little bit.
All right.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Next.
Next song. All right.
That's
one more
double
try.
Time. That's the pickup, huh? Yikes.
I like that effect on the guitar.
My dream.
Okay, enough of him. Perfume Genius, if that's for you, have at it. Let's jump over to Future. He's got a record out called High Off Life. His guests include Travis Scott, Drake, Lil Durk, Meek Mill, Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, and DaBaby. There's a new Future record. Did you like anything on this? Probably, huh?
There's one popular song that has been on the charts, top 10, for a while now. You know it. It's called Life is Good, featuring Drake.
Virgil got a paddock on my wrist. Oh, yeah, I know this song.
It's actually a Future song featuring Drake. I'll play a new one for you. Here's High Tech Tech.
Play me another one. That'll sound like that.
All right, one more. Here's Tycoon.
I feel like I got the gist of the Future record. Let's skip down to Charlie XCX. I like Charlie. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Charlotte Emma Aitchison. She was born in 92. So what does that make her? Under 30. Known professionally as Charlie XCX. She's an English singer, songwriter, music video director. She has written a ton of stuff for other people, too. She wrote Senorita. She co-wrote a lot of songs for other people. You know that song, Gonna Call Me Senorita?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She co-wrote that. She wrote a song for Blondie in 2017. Iggy Azalea's Beg For It. Selena Gomez's Same Old Love. So she was known, actually, in the business for a while before she broke big. She's known for being a songwriter. And her new record today is called How I'm Feeling Now, and it's a lockdown record. She recorded the whole thing while quarantined.
Good for her.
Her quote is, the nature of it's going to be very indicative of the times, just because I'm only going to be able to use the tools I have at my fingertips. In that sense, it'll be very DIY. So here we go, Charlie
XCX. I'll play an old song for a reference real quick.
Oh, okay, so sure.
Here's one.
This must be love. Sound in my heart, the beat goes on.
I like
that,
this
right?
song. Sure. That was an Alice Essential, baby.
Mm-hmm. This right. first song is called Forever. It's a trip. It has all this distorted noise.
Yikes. That is
bizarre.
Does she live next door to like a construction site? And they're, you know, so she's just sort of. Yeah, that's
experimental.
It's a lot of, it's messy. What is Chloe out there beating stuff up? Stomping on chairs and stuff? Crash, boom, bang. No, make it go
here
away.
It goes.
Not a ghost here in my head. I will always love you. I love you forever.
Now this is okay.
It clears
you
up.
Know? Yeah, get that out of there and I'm perfectly fine with it.
All right, this next one's called Enemy.
Now it's a dance party. That sounds like a TikTok hit to me.
Ooh. Does it?
Yeah, there's got to be a dance for this. All right, next one. Or actually, you want to just jump because we're getting pretty...
Sure.
We're going to go down to Jason Isbell. He's a, he's around 42. He's an American dude. They call him like the Southern rock type. And I, you know, I like that. Southern fried rock and roll. He's from Alabama. He is a former member of Drive-By Truckers.
Oh, okay.
So you know him. He's won 4 Grammy Awards. And this is not his first solo album, but he's done things with, like with the 400 unit and... and that's this is with them. It's Jason Isbell and the 400 unit. It includes David Crosby is actually on a track on this. David Crosby just lost a son that he had with Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
Reunions is the name of the record. Did you happen to grab that? The what?
I sure
what
did,
I've done
yeah.
to help.
Okay. Here it is. No.
Yeah, you just I
I'm
feel like
sure where,
I feel
I'm
like I've heard
sure
the whole song.
Just,
you know.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
it, you, is there a verse or something?
Well, let me see if I can...
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's a Neil Youngy, in a way.
Do you want me to jump through it, or...?
Nah, give me another one. Give me a different one.
All right, here is...
I don't like the strings in the background. I'm such a bitch with my music likes and dislikes. God, well, stop it.
You know,
just... Your preference. Here's Be Afraid.
The Gin Blossoms just called and said, hey, that's our song.
We want our song back. I got to say, why are the vocals mixed so low?
Yeah,
it's like
I was
some
thinking
new
the same thing.
I just like, I want to hear the vocals. I hate when they're all buried like that. All right, we are out of time. There you go. That is Jason Isbell and the 400 unit of record called Reunions. That's all stuff that if you subscribe to a music service, you already own. Congratulations. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
How people are dealing with stress and anxiety and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.